The Dean of the U.S. House of Representatives doesn't much bother with warming up the crowd at this point.
You know my MO. I'll make about a 5-minute presentation, no written words, and then hopefully you'll have some questions, ideas, suggestions.
Young first touched on a long sought-after goal of his, the opening of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge.
We're doing well in Washington, D.C. A lot of people will say, well, what's Trump ever done? I've never really cared who our president is, other than the fact if Congress does their job, any president could do their job. But he's helped me very much. We've got ANWR now, and people are may not be aware of this. I had a guy come to me the other day. It took me 37 years to finally get it signed into law. And someone says, you must be a lousy congressman. It took you 37 years. If you don't get that, I've really got a bad audience here.
And he says the rest of the state's natural resources should be on tap as well. When it comes to the AK LNG project, though, Young is a supporter, of course, but not necessarily a believer.
I will be right up front with you. It's not as bright as some people may think it is because of the surplus of gas we have in the lower 48 now. It is the buyers, the markets. You have a market, you always can produce it. But our fuel is very, very expensive. But my high hopes that it'll be developed. You'll have your plant rebuilt here on the Kenai Peninsula. I'm confident that will happen. It's existing, has been existing, so I think it will happen. But don't count just on the gas line. There's other forces of power in this state that should be developed with it.
Young has been an unlikely ally to the state's growing cannabis industry, taking its side from a state's rights bent as much as anything else. He says despite more states legalizing recreational cannabis use, he doesn't see much of a change coming from the Trump administration, even as some of his former colleagues, like former House Speaker John Boehner, go to work as lobbyists for cannabis.
Bless his heart. It shows how times change. He was adamantly opposed to it. You know, my position has always been that's a state issue, and you can't bank under that rule of the federal law. And that's unfair because you want to have problems. Have a lot of loose money running around. And I want to have them run as a business, as licensed by the state. And so I'm on the federal level trying to change the banking law so they can utilize the banks for loans and deposits. Otherwise, I think you cause some real problems. But Sessions not going to go anywhere on this issue. I can just about guarantee that.
Young is the only Republican who has filed to run in the state's primary in August, while Dimitri Schein and Elise Galvin will square off in the Democratic primary. Deadline to file is June 1st. The 85-year-old Young won his 21st re-election campaign in 2016. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.